Hi guys, I'm BK.
And I'm Nobu.
And this is the second episode of the Just Living Life podcast.
And today our topic is Love Isn't Enough.
It's a common belief that once we have love, we have everything. And whatever problem comes our way, we're going to conquer it because after all, we're in love. But today, what we want to talk about is a perspective that's a little bit different. A perspective that says, it's not enough for you to have love. There are other things that are important that you need to have. Of course, love is an important thing. We all want to be in love. We all want to have that warm, fuzzy feeling. And we all want to feel attracted to the person that we're with. But for a relationship to work, you need more than just love.
That's true. But before we get to that, we just thought to review the past podcast that we posted last week and just talk about how it went.
There was a great response and we really appreciate your support. We had some great comments. We had some great reviews and people were liking and making suggestions here and there. And we just want to take a moment to share with you guys some of our favorite comments.
So for me, one of the favorite comments out of a lot that I heard last week was someone said, okay, they get that friendship is important. They really like the podcast, but they thought that we should also emphasize that in as much as most relationships don't start with friendship, friendship can be developed in the relationship. So we're not saying that it's a given that if you're not friends from the start, then it's just going to be doomed from then going on. Friendship can be developed. And I remember I did say partly in the podcast that it's not too late to develop a friendship if you're already in a relationship. You can just decide to take a step back and start building a friendship within your relationship. Take time to know the interest of the other person and to make an effort to be their friend. That's one of the comments that I really, really liked.
My favorite comment came from Busi, and she was saying that friendship is important in their relationship. And one of the ways that she sees that, even though they had a big fight and she doesn't really feel like talking to him, if she comes across a joke that's exciting or something that she finds interests her, the very first person to come to her mind is him. And now she's in a bit of a dilemma because the person that she's angry at is the same person that she wants to share this joke with. And so because they are friends so much, she ends up being able to forgive him much quicker. And so friendship works for them in that way.
And I can relate to that. Sometimes I'm angry and I see this meme and I'm like, I am not going to send it because I'm angry. But the burden of holding in the laughter, or sometimes maybe we're together, maybe we're having lunch and I see something funny off my phone, but because I'm angry, now I can't laugh in the room because we're supposed to be angry. But yeah, I eventually get over that because I'm like, okay, this person is my friend. Why should I let whatever is going on spoil the fun and the joke for me? And I end up just sharing it. So I thought that was really important too. It's very relatable. I'm sure a lot of us can relate with that one.
Another thing that happened this week is we had a hangout with some of our guests. So we call the series on YouTube Hangouts with the Patrons. And we hung out with Ivy and Sipo.
It was really great. It was fun to hear the different perspectives. And it was nice because Ivy is in Russia and Sipo is in the UK. And we had to find a time that works for everyone. And
felt like our show is international.
Exactly. And we sat there and we chatted and chatted. What was interesting that there's a lot that can be said on that one topic. And it was interesting to hear things from a different perspective and to learn from others. And with the coming episodes, we plan to do this every single time we release an episode that will have more patrons to hang out with and we can have an interesting discussion. Today's topic is love isn't enough. And we can relate with this on so many levels because when we think back at the beginning of the relationship, everything was just flowing naturally. It was warm fuzzies. I remember we would talk the whole day. He would be at work, but somehow would find time to always be on the phone. Be it that, oh, I'm hungry now, I'm going to eat, or I have to make a call. We were just always on the phone and it was butterflies and things were moving smoothly, no issues. Call each other every day if possible. It was just pure bliss.
And you know how there's the common advice that relationships need you to choose the other person every day and you need to put in the work every day. But at that time when we started, there was no work that we needed to put into the relationship. Everything was just flowing smoothly without any effort. And the love just carried us through. Even our fights. our fights would end so quickly because we loved each other, and we'd quickly realize that we don't want to be fighting. We just want to spend the whole day in the warm fuzzies.
Yeah, true. But with time, the relationship gets to a point where the warm fuzzies die down, not because you don't love each other as much anymore. If anything, maybe you're growing to be more mature in the relationship. And because of that, the warm fuzzies die down, and then there are now real decisions that need to be made, and they take a toll on the relationship as a whole. So there has to be something bigger than the warm fuzzies, bigger than the love that keeps it going. There have to be fundamental principles that you both share to keep the relationship going in those tough times.
So we want to review a couple of reasons why we think love is not enough. Just a couple of things that we think should be additional to the relationship to make sure that it works beyond just the fact that you guys love each other.
Many times people think that if I feel the warm fuzzies and this person makes me smile, then they automatically make a good partner. But that is not the case. Being in love with someone or loving someone or having them love you doesn't necessarily mean that you are compatible or that they are the best partner for you.
Yeah, it's possible to fall in love with somebody who's not good for you. It's possible to fall in love with somebody who is a bad influence to you. So you can fall in love with all sorts of different people. And the fact that you've fallen in love with somebody doesn't mean you're compatible enough to make a relationship work. There's so much more that is needed to make a relationship work. There's so many other things that you need to make sure that are congruent beyond just the fact that you love each other.
True. And when it comes to compatibility, you really have to think about it logically. So there are things like beliefs and ambitions and worldviews. I believe that relationships on their own, no matter how perfect in quotes, a relationship can be, relationships are bound to have problems. So you don't want the problems in your relationship to be on things that you foresaw from afar off. Things like we don't believe the same things. Things like we value different things. The things that we view as moral are different. So at the beginning of the relationship, as a base of a relationship, there are some fundamental things that you just cannot ignore. Things like your ambitions, things like your beliefs and your worldviews. Then there are also some subjective things where you respect someone, but they don't respect you back. And those are some of the things that take a toll on a relationship. But sadly, most of the time, we just caught up in this warm fuzziness. We tend to ignore those fundamental things and we think that they're going to sort themselves out somehow in the future.
And the second thing that we thought is really important to note beyond just being in love is the fact that love does not solve your relationship problems.
True.
You know how we kind of believe that as long as we love each other, we're just going to find a solution to everything. But it doesn't really work that way. And sometimes there'll be problems that need you to face them with some additional skills beyond just the fact that you love each other.
And sometimes it's not even that we believe that we'll find a solution to the problem. Sometimes we literally ignore problems because we just choose to cover them up with love. So we keep shelving these problems and not talking about them logically. We keep shoving them in a box and just ignoring them over the bubble of love, and we think they're going to sort themselves out. But usually what happens is that these problems keep building and building on each other until they get to a certain point where the bubble just bursts and you're left thinking, but what went wrong? We just had this all in good books. That's because the people who are in love often don't want to think logically about problems. They don't want to communicate and talk and shout if need be, and until you resolve the problem. People just want to ignore the problem and it will go away on its own because, I mean, we're in love, right?
Yeah. So sometimes those booky things like learn to communicate,
yes,
learn conflict resolution strategies and so forth, they are booky things that seem to take away the fun out of things. But ultimately, they are necessary, and you need to be able as a couple to have some serious time. Sit down and talk about the serious things. When we have a problem, how do we solve it in the most amicable way that will, at the end of the day, still be friends?
Yes, and later on, we're going to do a whole episode on this. But one of the very important things also that I think we take for granted in love is saying you're sorry, saying I'm sorry. Sometimes there's a problem that arises and we ignore it. And then because we know that anyway, probably in a few hours we'll be fine, we'll be laughing again. But it's very important to learn to humble yourself and literally apologize and say, I'm sorry. But that's for another day.
Yeah. So love makes you feel better, but it certainly doesn't solve the problems. You need to find a way to solve your problems.
Logically, yeah. And then it's natural that when you're in love, you want to sacrifice some of the things that are valuable to you for the sake of the other person or for the sake of a relationship. But love is not worth sacrificing yourself. So So there are some things that you can easily sacrifice, like your time and some of your interests, because you want to accommodate the other person. But then there are other things that define you as a person that you cannot and should never sacrifice for the sake of love.
So it's important to ask yourself what you are sacrificing within the relationship and ask yourself whether it's worth it. And there are situations where we are forced to lay our dignity at the altar of love because the person I love wants me to do a certain thing, then I have to ignore the values that I've always had. And because I love them, I'm going to sacrifice that for them. You need to be able to draw a line and say, yes, as much as I love this person, but I will not go beyond this thing. You know, I'd rather not have the relationship and maintain who I am.
And this usually happens when abuse starts to happen in the relationship, where you can literally see that the way this person is treating me, I deserve better. Be it the way they talk to you, how they prioritize you, the time they give you, the things they expect from you. You can see that this person is abusing you, be it emotionally or verbally or physically. But somehow we just convince ourselves that I'm in love, I can sacrifice this for them. But you should never stay in a relationship that is abusive just because you're in love. You have to consistently ask yourself, what am I sacrificing and is it worth it? Things like your core values and the things that define you as a person, your character, your integrity, those are not worth sacrificing, because should anything happen and the love fades, you do not want to lose yourself in the process.
So basically what we're saying is that a loving relationship should supplement your identity and not replace or damage it. That's how things are supposed to be.
So never tolerate abusive behavior or belittling or someone who, instead of enhancing your self-esteem, brings you down until you constantly need validation for you to feel important. You need their yes for you to feel like a human being. It should never get to that point. Don't sacrifice yourself for the sake of love.
Yeah. So last week we spoke about friendship and how we cut our friends a lot of slack. But even in friendships, there are things that are a big no and that we do not tolerate. For example, if my friend was not speaking to me properly or speaking to me harshly, then I would probably eventually start avoiding them.
Or if your friend wasn't giving you time, if they showed you that you don't matter as much for them to make time for you, you'd probably think, okay, maybe I'm crowding this person's space, so maybe I need to take a break from this relationship because I'm not as important as they are to me, so maybe we're not compatible as friends.
And that friendship would die really quickly. But we don't do the same when it comes to our partners. For some reason, when it comes to our partners, we tolerate if they are speaking to us in a way that we wouldn't love to be spoken to, or they are not giving us the time that we think we would need from somebody who's our friend. And we keep that on for a long time in a way that we wouldn't take it from our friends.
And bigger than things, just like how they speak to you in time. Sometimes it's literal respect. You can see that this person doesn't value you as a person. To them, you're a possession. So the way they treat you, the way they speak to you, how they prioritize you in your life, so that they don't respect you as a person. You wouldn't want to be friends with someone who doesn't value you, who doesn't think you're worth value. But somehow, we stay in relationships where we're clearly not valued and respected. And what we've been saying throughout this podcast is that you should never ever sacrifice yourself for the sake of love. So there are some things, like we said, that you can sacrifice, like time, minor interests. But when it comes down to things like your dignity and your integrity and your core values, you should never ever sacrifice that for love. The same way, well, you know how when we're choosing friends, we're so particular about the friends that we want to choose. I wanted a friend who maybe goes to the church that I go to, or a friend who likes partying, because I like partying, and if they don't like partying, then we can't have fun together. In the same way, we should be as vigilant when we're choosing our partners. There are some things that to us are fundamental, and we should never ever let go of those core values when we're looking for a partner, especially when we're looking for a partner, because a partner holds so much more influence in your life, and you want someone who will change you for the better and not for the worse.
Essentially, what we're saying is, if there are things that you would never take from your friend, then don't take those things from your partner. Ultimately, your partner should be your best friend, the person that you can have the most fun with, share the best parts of your life with. So even if it's somebody that you love in a way you've never loved anyone before, often we find ourselves loving people who are not good for us. You'd rather save yourself, save your identity, and be with people who build you as a person.
So basically, the theme of this has been, there needs to be more that goes into a relationship beyond love. And bigger than that, never lose yourself in the process of loving. Always hold true to your identity and to your core values.
And beyond just having love, you need to build on all of the extra qualities that make a relationship work. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the podcast. We genuinely hope this information will be useful to you and will be as valuable to you as it is to us. And we really hope that it will have an impact in your life and ultimately make your lives better. We also just want to promote the hangout that we spoke about earlier. As the weeks go by and as we launch episodes, we're going to be inviting some of you to be a part of that hangout and share with us your thoughts and your testimonies so that we also get an opportunity to learn from you. But I also want to say that our patrons from Patreon will have access to all of our hangouts whenever they want to join in.
So last week's hangout was very interesting. It was nice to talk to Sipho and Ivy. And if you really like the work that we're doing, please like, share, subscribe, and review and comment on all the different platforms that we have. I know for some of you, commenting or liking doesn't really make a difference, but for the show and for us, getting likes and reviews helps the podcast ratings to go up, and that means that we can achieve more with the podcast. So even if it doesn't mean anything to you, really, please just like, just click the like button and click the subscribe button and help this grow to reach as many people as would like to reach. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Have a good week.